This is Susan V. Bruck, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm having my weekly meeting with Dr. Pat Bailey of Christ Presbyterian Church. And the subject is the nine-week series that he has created for the Wilkinson Public Library on evolving consciousness. And that series will go on through early August. Pat, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Susan.
So I think for those who may not have made it last week, could you summarize the key points that Dr. Dowd made in his presentation?
Well, you know, Susan, what Michael Dowd is arguing for is religious naturalism rather than religious supernaturalism or unnaturalism. In other words, he wants to ground our thinking about the personal self, the reality in which we live, and our concepts of the sacred and the divine, and what we know about the natural world itself, and including, of course, evolution. And so for Dowd, religion, really all religions, are maps of reality. They tell us how things are and which things matter. And like all maps, they need to be updated from time to time when our knowledge of the terrain changes and enlarges. So when he talks about God, he is not referring to a supernatural being dwelling somewhere separate from this natural world who sort of breaks into this natural world in order to fulfill his purposes. Rather, he sees our term God as a way of speaking about this mystery of our existence that both contains and transcends all of nature. So that's really kind of his underlying point.
Wonderful. Thank you. And the series is filled with people like Dr. Dowd, exciting thinkers across the board in science and religion. How did you choose who will represent the points you want to make during this series?
Yeah. Well, you know, if religions are maps of reality, then I and my community are cartographers of a sort. You know, for me, meaning-making matters. How we interpret our reality goes a long way in determining how healthy and whole, how compassionate and capable we and our societies will be. Of course, the reverse is true also. So all of the voices that I've chosen to lead our conversation are interested in moving the human family forward in its evolution of worldview and consciousness. And I do not want to see the church, or any religious community for that matter, left behind in that advance. And for me, that's not a matter of just replacing the old with something entirely new. It is about going deeper into our traditions in light of new findings, new expansions of consciousness. And so our maps become the best renderings of the terrain based on our deepest experience of the spiritual life and our broadest understanding of how things are and which things matter.
Wonderful. Thank you. And so for next week, which is the 20th, I believe? What's coming up?
Well, this week I want to help us look at the ways in which evolution and our understanding of evolution affect our experiences as human beings. So we'll be hearing from biological anthropologist Helen Fisher, who will describe the three brain systems involved in our love lives, which are sex drive, romantic love, and attachment to a long-term partner. Fisher discusses how these evolved in the context of our drive to reproduce, which kind of helps us understand why they can be such a source of great pleasure and of great pain. And then we'll hear a short presentation from Michael Dowd and Connie Barlow about appreciating our evolutionary past in order to understand some of the problems we face in our present lives.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan D. Bruck, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Pat Bailey of Telluride's Christ Presbyterian Church, and we are discussing his ongoing series at the Wilkinson Public Library, Evolving Consciousness. Dr. Pat, I will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.